And I wanted to bring that up for a topic, like all the things we collect off. Have you ever thought about where yours are going to go when your time comes?
I've thought about where mine will probably just go in the garbage, but I know that my mom has a lot of Bradford Exchange commemorative plates.
Ooh, yeah.
And I don't
ooh la la, right?
Yeah. It's just like, she had a lot of Disney collectible things, like Cinderella on a plate, you know? I don't know what other type of things. I think that one time I had a Paddington Bear plate that was mine. Because I was a little boy, but she eventually gave it away, and I said, "Yes, please give it away."
Collectible plates.
Yeah, collectible plates, and I don't
like big fatty Star Trek plates.
Yeah, like those too.
It's not just ruined; it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big fatty Star Trek plates.
Collectible plates.
Yeah, collectible plates.
Ooh la la.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4757 WFO for Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm back in the villa, and I'm gonna tell you all about the horror weekend. It's Eddie. The Fourthers, Big Fatty, live long and prosper indeed. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're May the Fourthers because, y'all, it's you know, all the space fanatics, they love May the Fourth. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, get out there and, well, I don't know, go look at the moon or something. Big Fatty, that's a lovely idea.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 4th of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person face-to-face at least once, it may have been twice, at Pride 48 out there in the Las Wages. Y'all just is quite the looker, too, by the way. Y'all just as nice a person. Y'all, he may have been overserved at one of the Pride 48s. Yes, Big Fatty. He has lovely, just lovely taste in sleeping partners. Big Fatty. Y'all, I am talking about the husband of the one and only Christina Hill from the Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Bob Hill. Big Fatty, we love Bob Hill. And you know Bob Hill, he loves the May the 4th. Yes, Big Fatty, with celebration, and he loves the... I wonder if he's ever visited that hut that Jabba lives in. I don't know. I'd like to see the hut too, but maybe not. So y'all, if you see Bob Hill or you know Christina for that matter, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all, as you know, there was no Fright at Fatty's because Friday morning, Durwood arrived here at the villa, and he and I headed over to the Munrumblings for a horror club weekend. Y'all, this was the horror club from the car lot, North Kakalaki. And we met Cora Beth over there. Y'all saw so many nice friends and all that we've known for the year. But y'all, it was a drinking weekend. Ooh, boy, was it a drinking weekend. Yes, Big Fatty just asked Durwood. It's true. Y'all, first thing we did, we registered and we received our credentials, if you will. And then... gave us a schedule. God, I'm just going to look here and see how many cocktail parties there were. There was one, two, three, four, five, six. Y'all, there was six cocktail parties during the whole weekend. Y'all, it was a drunken fest, but we headed over to the... what do you call it? The Capri Lounge, y'all. And y'all, who was the first person we saw? We saw the Sugar Hooker. And Sugar Hooker, if you're listening, I'm looking forward to seeing you again real soon. And y'all, the Sugar Hooker hooked us up with some margaritas. Durwood gets his with extra jalapenos. Granny and I, we just get a touch of jalapeno juice. And but y'all, Durwood gets doubles, and it just helps the Sugar Hooker because, you know, if he got singles, by the time he finished making the first one, he'd have to start making the second one. Anyway, I think Durwood had probably four or five doubles. Y'all, needless to say, he slept in a little bit on Saturday morning, and we had a nice time, y'all. Aw, Chris was there. It was lovely, just lovely to see him and our friends from up at the Dirty Myrtle Horror Club. They were there, and always good to spend time with them. And nice to see other folks that were attending that weekend. Some of them I didn't know, but. Anyway, and y'all, it was, as they call it, a mixed gender event. So the ladies were there. Big Fatty, did they run out of white wine? I don't know. But, because, you know, that's what the ladies, oh, Big Fatty, some of them, well, anyway. Y'all, it was a good time. Y'all, there was a lot of sitting around and talking. You know, given the choice of sitting around and talking or y'all, by the way, what am I trying to say? The theme of the weekend was hoedown with ho in, quotation marks, hoedown in the barnyard. So y'all, they had it all decorated like a barn, and they had inflatable chickens and pigs and cows, and I don't know what else there was, but there may have even been a kitty cat. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we love a kitty cat. But anyway, y'all, given the choice of sitting around and just talking for hours, y'all, we were either at the bar or trying to on the Grin Doctor or whatever, and Friday came and went, and Saturday. Came and went, and y'all, after everything was over on Saturday, Big Fatty, this was before we went over to the bar, on Saturday afternoon, about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, there was this young man. He was in his early 30s. That says, "Oh, hey, Big Patty. I see you have the special chair. Can I stop by for a visit?" I said, "Yes." I said, "I don't have a whole lot of time." He says, "Neither do I." So y'all, he drove over to the Rumblings and got his day pass and came right to Big Fatty's room. Y'all, quite the looker. He's of Indian. Excuse me. One moment, please. Is that the poison shot? No. he came by. He is of Indian descent, and that's that is call center, not casino. But y'all, he had never experienced the special chaya before, and y'all, needless to say, in a very short period of time, y'all, it was absolutely lovely. Just lovely. And he lives in Augusta, and I told him I'd be coming back and for him to look for me. He says, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, then we went to the Capri Lounge on Saturday. Y'all, the Sugar Hooker was there then too. And but y'all, we were going to cut our happy hour down, so we only stayed for about an hour, and then we went to the banquet and all that kind of stuff. And after the banquet was over, y'all, we headed back to the room, and y'all, Big Fatty was just peddling around and everything, and I don't remember what I was doing, but I was doing it. And y'all, then about it was a little after 9 p.m. in the evening, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, this gentleman caller also lives in Augusta, and he was on a day pass. And he saw Big Fatty had gotten on the Grin Doctor, and he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I see you have a special chai." I said, "Yes. Can I come by?" I said, "Yes." Y'all, it was beyond lovely. Y'all, he was there for like from 9:30 p.m. in the evening till about midnight. And y'all, everything was just we complimented each other quite nicely. And anyway, he left right around midnight, and y'all, I was preparing for bed, and I don't know, it was probably about 12:15 or so. This happened.
Mystery day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Yes, squeaky gentleman caller, you're getting overworked. No, Big Fatty, never. Y'all, it was someone who is at the Metropolis Entertainment on a regular basis. And y'all, he's wanted to come try out the special chaya. And y'all, it's just never worked out until Saturday evening. And y'all, it wasn't long because we were both tired as an old dog. Yes, Big Fatty. And but y'all, the time that we were utilizing the furniture, if you will, it was lovely. It was just lovely. But y'all, Big Fatty headed to bed after that. I was tired. And got up on Sunday morning. Y'all, they had a brufkas, and it was delicious, and good, strong coffee. And y'all, then about, I don't know, about 10:15 a.m. in the morning, Derwin Knight packed up his jalopy, and we were off. We were off to come back to the villa. Y'all, if Durwood's driving, you're going to make record time. Y'all, we came from Augusta to the villa in right at 2 hours. Maybe it may have been 2 hours and 2 minutes. But anyway, so y'all unpacked the car, and I unpacked my valise and put away things and started some laundry, and this happened.
Mystery Day. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, you can tell it's a full moon weekend. Y'all, this was a new gentleman caller that wanted to come and have a little humpity-bumpity with Big Fatty. And about 35 years old. Cute as he can be. And y'all, I think that's been my weekend. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely May the 4th. And y'all, get ready. Get ready because tomorrow, the racist chips and salsa come out. So just, I hope you're prepared. For that, but not a whole lot going on this week that I'm aware of. Big, hey, I think you probably should have some rest or something. Well, I probably do, but anyway, y'all was lucky. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel. And guys, anything you want to say on this May the 4th?
Big Daddy Star Trek plates?
Collectible plates.
Yeah, collectible plates.
Ooh la la.
Big Daddy, you split the middle finger and the ring finger to make the V.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.